The season is well underway at the Cape Tormentine Beach Campground on the site of what was once a busy ferry terminal lined with cars headed for PEI. These days, the ferry site is packed with dozens of trailers, a seasonal community that pops up every year on the shores of the Northumberland Strait, overlooking the Confederation Bridge in the distance. The campground was created through local community volunteer power, and these days, the volunteer board members with the Cape Tormentine Community Development Corporation are focused on preparing for the grand reopening of the campground store in a kickoff event this Friday, May 23rd. CHMA took a drive down to appreciate the views and see the renovated store.
Welcome!
Oh, hi!
Hello!
Wow, it looks great in here.
Grand reopening on the 23rd. So we still got a few more things to work out.
I'm Catherine Noonan. Last year I was president. This year I'm treasurer of Cape Tormentine Community Development Corporation.
Carolyn Allen, I've been involved since 1996. I've been president, I've been treasurer, I've been secretary. I don't think I've ever been vice. I stepped away for 8 years and came back a couple of years ago when things were looking dim.
And I'm Debbie Walton, I'm the current president. And I was on the board years ago, back in 97, 98, et cetera, several years. And then I moved away and came back and come back to the board. We are in the store located at Cape Tormentine Beach Campground, and it's the most easterly point in New Brunswick.
And we're very proud that we have our free public beach here,
which happens to be one of the best beaches on the eastern shore.
Okay, but you're not biased.
No, I'm not biased. Actually, it is one of the best. We have no rocks. It's all sand.
It's all sand.
As far as you can walk when the tide's low.
The sunrise, the sun sets, Yeah. And you get a view of the bridge, the amazing pictures that come out of here.
Tell me about the history of this place and how far back it goes and what the recent goings on have been.
Well, we lobbied the government in 1996 for funding when the ferries left and the bridge was built. Our government was telling there was going to be jobs, etc. And a few of us got together and realized that if there was going to be jobs, they would be of our making. So we did a feasibility study and had requested a marina and cottages and campground funding. And the only thing we got was the campground funding. So that's where we are today. The store started up shortly after that. We incorporated in 97. And the store started up after that. And we've had the campground. We've expanded on our own dime, I'm proud to say, all these years. We have had some funding for other projects, but as for the expansion, it's always been done on our dime. And we have 69 full sites here. We have some dry camping. We kind of stagnated a bit for a few years, and then we've got some fresh blood on the board. We wanted to change the look of the store. We have a lady who's gifted in design, and we wanted to formulate an old country look, the old country store. We wanted it to be the store itself to be a destination. We are going to do other things to expand the campground, but that's not out to the public yet, so we'll just keep that to ourselves. But we're on the grow. We're doing beautification this year. We're going to put in flower beds. We want to commemorate them to CN Rail that was here for years and the workers that work with them, Marine Atlantic, the fishers who have been here forever. And our main one is going to be to volunteers, because we realize that this country doesn't really operate without volunteers. So
tell me a bit about what has happened to the store here and, you know, what you're hoping to, what your goal was with it.
Well, 2 years ago, they expanded the store. Part of the store used to be an office, so they expanded the store out into what was a storage area. And then this year we come in, and it was fine, but this year we come in and we spent hours painting, and we're not completed yet, because if you look at the light fixtures, like that one over there. So we've decided we wanted that old country feel. We have people coming in, bringing goods in on consignment, which is nice, which also contributes to the growth of our community, keeps funds here. So we just like the old country feel, and Debbie Malcolm, I have to say, has been instrumental in the planning. She has some good ideas, and a few of us came down and worked our butts off.
endless hours of work in here, all volunteer work.
And we think it's turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's the board members. Yeah. They really pulled together.
One of the finishing touches in the newly renovated Cape Tormentine campground store is a large antique counter, which found its way back to the area after spending decades in Sackville.
Tell me again where this counter came from.
Well, we got it from the Cackling Goose in Sackville, but it originated from the Ken Chapman store in Bayfield. Ken and Audrey Chapman operated a store there for years. And we were excited when we found out it was closer to locals.
Yes. Yes, and there was, we had thought in Sackville they had thought it was from Bayfield, but then you guys, how did you determine that it was from Bayfield?
Well, when I wasn't here that day, but when they were cleaning it, they had to take all the drawers out, and I did do the finish work on the wood, but they were cleaning it and found Audrey Chapman's, who was Ken's wife, her name on the bottom of one of the drawers.
This store, I mean, how important is it to the people who are here seasonally and to the people who live around here? Does it get used?
Oh, yes. It's very important to the people that live around here because it's a convenience store, and that's something we don't have over the winter. And some of our fishermen come down and buy their lunch supplies and stuff. Mainly with the campers, they come for the ice cream and the chips and the few things they've forgotten because they come from away, I'll say. Yeah. Other communities that have bigger facilities. Yeah. And whatever you forget, you have to get here. So we're trying to provide more groceries. Like we have some fresh vegetables and stuff this year. And we're starting on the 23rd. We're going to have an open market on Friday nights from 4 to 7. We're also going to have an open mic. So anybody wants to come in and perform on either our stage or the deck here, depending on the weather, I guess. Yeah. We want to promote small business and growth for this whole community. We have such great potential here. We just have to realize it, and that's what we're in the process of doing right now.
And we want to start now so that we can grow bigger and better next year.
And it's great to be able to support the others that are in business for themselves and give them a place as well to earn a living. And small business is another backbone of the country, along with volunteers. And we have a lot of self-employed people in the area. You wouldn't believe it.
People who are, makers and,
bakers.
Growers, bakers, just jewelry makers, just a whole range of people.
A lot of talented folks in this community.
Now, you talked about the history of this. The impetus behind this is to bring life, into Cape Tormentine, add jobs. Has the campground been successful with employment opportunities? I mean, would you say, about how many people would work here in the season?
Well, the last few years it was 10. This year we have 8. And it's seasonal, but actually we have one former Marine Atlantic employee that works here, which is nice. So it's impetus to just have something in this area and bring people in rather than just watch this place disintegrate more than it had.
And we're planning to rebuild. We have plans for the future, so that hopefully will enable us to have more employment as well. And like I said, we don't want to go into details. We're just beginning the planning process. We're very excited.
That's Carolyn Allen, Catherine Noonan, and Debbie Walton, some of the volunteer board members for the nonprofit Cape Tormentine Community Development Corporation, who are responsible for a newly renovated campground store this year. This Friday, the campground is hosting the first of a weekly Friday afternoon open market from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., followed by a weekly open mic, which this Friday features the Boonie Buddies with Faye Tower from 7 to 10 p.m. The campground will also host its annual music festival again this year during the August long weekend at a new stage which the Development Corporation built last summer. For more information about goings-on at the campground and the free Cape Tormentine Public Beach, look for the Cape Tormentine Community Development Corporation campground on social media. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.